Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Her opponent from Liverpool, England, Zaya Brookside.
We just heard from Gail Kim, the TNA Hall of Famer, moments ago, a part of TNA management. She was an important part of Zaya Brookside being formally signed to TNA. That was announced after TNA Hard to Kill went off the air. Certainly a feel-good story to come out of that night.
Well, Zaya Brookside showed up to that Ultimate X match. A hell of a welcome to the TNA crew, the TNA crowd, the TNA locker room. That is a nerve-wracking situation for anybody to show up at, but man, did Zaya Brookside show up and show out, and that is what led to her becoming a full-time member of this incredible Knockouts roster. But Tom, that kind of a scramble match is out the door. This is one-on-one action now. This is where Zaya Brookside needs to prove that she can hang.
Going for the Brooksy bomb.
Got it.
Trying for the cover. Shoulders down. Brookside beats Steals.
Here's your winner.
TNA Sacrifice is tonight on TNA Plus. Part of that show is a three-way for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. Jordynne Grace defends against Tasha Steelz. And my guest at this time, Zaya Brookside. How are we doing, Zaya?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. You've ticked off lots of boxes in your first TNA pay-per-view. You wanted a world title. We're nearly there. You wanted to be on a poster. You're on the poster, Zaya.
I'm on the poster.
Because this is something that, this is a wrestling bucket list thing that you have had for a little while, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's super exciting. And I've already messaged and said, will we have posters at the show and can I get one?
You just want the one. I'm sure you want more than the one.
I just want one for me.
I would have assumed that by now you'd have been on other posters. Or is it just case this is the first TNA poster?
It's the first TNA poster and it's my first pay-per-view poster. I'm so excited and I'm so grateful to be on it. Honestly, when I saw it, I had no idea. And you don't realize the milestones until you step back and you realize. And I was like, I'm on the poster.
I'm a firm believer in just stopping every so often and just taking a moment to look around and breathe everything in. You know, never take a day for granted and always live every second as much as you can. And you've absolutely been doing that. I enjoy watching how you tick off every milestone online. Your first TNA match, and this is evidence, if needed, that you just got to do it sometimes. Zaya Brookside, with a fear of heights, was asked to do an Ultimate X match. And that's okay. People are frightened of heights, but I love the fact that you are. And they went, Ultimate X match? You went, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I did. Oh, my gosh. I'd already, I knew I was going to the pay-per-view. I didn't know what match it was going to be. And then I seen it announced. And as a girl that cannot stand on the top rope, I can't. I don't know how I've hid it for so long. I honestly don't know how I hid it for so long. But I was like, I got there and I seen it. And I was like, oh my God, that's really high. And I was shaking, I was sweating, I felt so sick. I was like, okay, well, I just have to do this. Like, I can't be weak, I can't be scared. I was like, just push through, just push through. I got back from the match and I cried.
What did you confide in anybody in your fear of heights beforehand?
No.
Weaknesses.
I told my manager, and he was like, well, this is the perfect match for you. And then I got to the show and it's really high. Like, they don't put it like one lower for the women. It's the same height that it is for the guys. So I was actually there with, it was Chris Sabin. And I was like, can you just like stand up there for me and like show me how to climb it so that I don't fall off? And he stands on the top rope and he can just reach it. And I'm like, I can't reach it like that. Like, I was like an extra foot lower than this rope. So, yeah, it was intimidating, but I'm so proud of myself for doing it, in all honesty.
Do you feel like if I asked you to do it again, you'd feel a little bit better about it, or would we still get the shakes and the sick and the crying and the tears and the viewing?
Oh, probably all of it all over again. You don't just conquer a fear like that. And during the match, I don't know how I did it. I kind of just sucked it up and got up there and held onto that rope for dear life. And as much as I hated that power bomb, I'm kind of glad she helped me down.
It makes you appreciate that power bomb bit even more, knowing that. It got you the deal with TNA. What's the score with your deal? Are you allowed to talk about like how long you're going to be there for? Can you work in other places? Are we still seeing you on the indie circuit?
Yep, so I'm still on the indie circuit. I have signed with TNA for a couple of years, which I am super excited about and super grateful for. I think it's a great opportunity for me where I'm at right now for my with my career. I love the environment. I cannot express that enough. Like, the locker room, everyone on the roster, everyone backstage, like it's so incredible. I've never felt so much support in my life. So I can still do the indies, but I'm here and it's good.
And everyone says that about the TNA locker room. I'm very lucky to say I was able to experience that as well because I got to ring announce on the UK tour and got to be a part of that locker room. And it is everything people say it is, isn't it? And we even saw it at No Surrender with Eric Young leading the locker room out to set us out on this new era. It is just that incredible family closeness, isn't it?
It is family. That's exactly what it is. I think that's the best way to describe it. If someone's feeling down, everyone picks them up. Everyone believes in you. You have so much praise after your matches. Everyone's checking on you and supporting you. And it's home.
Speaking of family, of course, the trope in every Ziya Brookside interview is that we mention Robbie Brookside very briefly. Partly because your dad didn't want you to be doing this. He wanted you to stick at the veterinarian thing. Do you think that maybe if your dad hadn't gone to the States and it hadn't given you that inspiration, do you think you'd have gone on and been a vet?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Probably. But then I believe that everyone has their path and their journey. So I probably would have got here. It just maybe wouldn't have been in the same way.
Why was your dad so dead set against you wrestling?
Because I'm his little girl, I guess. He doesn't want me to get hurt. It is dangerous traveling on your own. All over the world. And my first match overseas, I was 16, 17. So it's a big wide world out here, and he just wanted me to be safe.
Now you're signed with TNA. Are you at a point now, after a few more years, that you talk a bit more shop with your dad? Because I know for a long time you didn't. You know, it wasn't wrestling-based conversations. Do you talk a bit more shop with your dad?
No. As far as where I'm going and when I'm going to be on TV, that's as far as the conversation goes. We live on a golf course, so there is a country club, and there's about 10, 15 people that go up to the country club every Thursday at 8 p.m. and they all sit there and watch TNA, and it's the best, most supportive group of people I've ever had in all my life. Like, and that's really as far as like me and my dad and wrestling go, is he will now watch the matches on a Thursday.
I have to pull on this thread. How come you live on a golf course?
I don't know, it's just a community, like it's a gated community golf course, and like the houses and condos are like in one area, and then the golf course kind of just flows throughout. But I play golf now too, so it's great.
How are you getting on for? How long have you been playing golf for?
4 5 months maybe. My first game was in November, so I'm very new, but I love
Is
it.
it a part of, because the one thing I wanted to ask about was, because since you moved to the States, you every weekend pretty much you've had work on, you've not had time to breathe. How do you, when you have those little heartbeats of time, how do you unwind? Is golf part of that?
Golf is a big part of that now. Golf is a huge part of my unwind. I actually feel like Monday through Thursday is like my retirement era. And then Thursday through Sunday is like go to work. So like early in the week, I'll go to the gym. I've been helping someone with their physiotherapy, and I just play golf and play pickleball and just use that time to decompress.
So it's because that's how your work-life balance really is now, in the sense that from Thursdays onwards, you're rushed off your feet. And with the TNA schedule and stuff, does doing the indie, do you can you see a time where maybe you do less of the stuff on the independent circuit, or is now like the right time to strike because you're on TV every week?
The only time that I would do less on the indies is if there was more TNA. I'm not a huge fan of weekends off, if anyone hasn't noticed. My first, like, I moved here in July, like, through to the end of December, I had 3 weekends off throughout that whole time.
God, you must have
So
been bored.
I love being on the road, but I mean, I am super grateful for my weekends off as well. I feel like everyone that I've had kind of falls at the right time. It's when I need that recovery. So the only time I would slow down is really if I had to, or there was more somewhere else. Like if we were filming TNA every weekend, I would still be doing that and working every weekend.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What are some of the things that you miss from life in the UK? Oh, nothing. Wow. That's the UK buried.
No, I miss certain food. I miss how close everything is. You know what? We live in a community that kind of feels very similar to the UK. So I was living in a village, and you got the old good morning, hello, like how's your day? And we have that here. So it kind of feels home from home, if anything. But food, definitely. And I did bring about 7 boxes of Yorkshire biscuit tea with me. So I still have a few boxes.
Good shout. So if you're not familiar, this is a hit in the Cultaholic office as well. The Yorkshire biscuit tea, it tastes like tea that has had biscuits dunked in it.
A
It is
digestive biscuit specifically
the
is.
hardened digestive biscuit, of course. The not the king of the prince of the dunking biscuits. The hobnob is king. We all know that. Let's not be silly.
Nice rich tea.
Rich tea in a tea? No! Rich tea just falls apart.
Great. You've got about 2 seconds.
Look, American listeners, don't put a rich tea in a cup of tea. Even though they're both called tea, just get crap. Just a waste of a biscuit. You've got that sludge at the bottom. It's a terrible time for all involved. Zaya Brookside's a liar.
Great, ignore him.
No, terrible advice by Zaya Brookside. Dunk a rich tea in a tea. Jeez. But where you are on the money is this incredible tea that Yorkshire Tea have made, which tastes like a digestive has been dunked in it, and there's nothing like it. It really isn't.
It's amazing. It is honest.
We know a guy if you need a hookup.
I'll have to get some boxes shipped over.
You can do that. My wife's Yorkshire, so she has the direct line.
Oh, that's brilliant. I sacrificed clothes and left clothes in England to fit in cups of, like, boxes of tea.
So that's how important it is. Important this stuff is. And it's appropriate that you sacrifice clothes for it, because today is all about sacrifice. TNA pay-per-view on TNA Plus. You're part of the new era of TNA and the Knockouts division, which we've talked about being a great family-type environment. Do you have any memories of TNA first time round?
I mean, Gail Kim is a huge inspiration. And now to get to work alongside her and pick her brain and be in that environment just constantly is just amazing. I think she's so incredible to learn from, and everything that she's done for women's wrestling is just amazing. So she's definitely the top one, you know?
Without a doubt. Now, there is an iconic promo from TNA Sacrifice in 2008. I don't know how up you are on this, but it features Scott Steiner.
Well, we all know Tasha Steelz is the only one that's been posted about this. Right. And the only reason that she's posted about it is because she's desperate. And if you ask me, she's a former Knockouts champion, which means she's already beat, which means her stats are already a lot lower than mine.
Oh.
So she can throw all the Steiner math she wants. Sounds a lot more like girl math. That's it.
TNA Sacrifice is tonight on Impact Plus. Zaya Brookside goes for the TNA Knockouts World Championships. Thank you for joining us on Cultaholic, and best of luck for tonight, Zaya.
Thank you so much. Make sure you all tune in on the TNA Plus app, and we'll see you then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.